Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right, we live.
Up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
That's right. You know we make it happen right here on the only place you need to be tuned into every Monday night. It's We Talk Radio Network. I'm so super blessed and highly favored that you're just hanging out with me tonight. It's Monday. You know, Mondays are usually the day when, you know, you're chilling and watching TV, but you decided tonight was a good night to hang out with Kia D. So I just want to say thank you very, very much. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show. For those of you who are new to our show, welcome, welcome. For those of you who have been here for years and hung around and stuck around and continue to enjoy what we bring, thank you. Thank you for being incredible followers and listeners and lovers of what we do. It's a lot of positivity that we have going on over here. The positivity just flows. That's what we focus on over here, just being positive, you know, because there's so much negative crap happens all day, all night. You don't want to come here and get it, you know. I mean, of course, we talk hot topics and news and things that are happening day to day. And, of course, that can get a little, you know, heavy. So we try and keep it as light as possible. Now, I want to tell you, I'm going to be, you know, transparent with you guys. I have been literally on a hiatus like none other. And it felt great. Now, I didn't feel good being away from my We Talk Radio family. I do have to say that. But it felt good taking some time, much needed time for myself, just to heal and grow and listen to God and just bring in that peaceful sanity and that great place that I needed to be. It was amazing. So I appreciate each and every one of you for your support and your love and your care and your tenderness and your prayers. It has all been felt. And it is greatly appreciated, 100%. I could not have done it without you, 100%. So I want to tell you I love you, and I thank you to my We Talk Radio family. Thank you so very much for your love and support and continuing to go on when Kia D had to stop for a second. You know what I mean? And to E-Man and Mandy, I want to thank y'all so much for literally continuing the fight. E-Man was, you know, constantly reaching out to me. Kia, they miss you on the radio. I'm like, I know. Give me another week, please. A week turned into a month. A month turned into a year. But it's okay because, you know, me being who I am, I don't give up. I knew I needed that time. I knew I needed that space. And I needed that opportunity to just really hear from God and let him downpour into me. I needed that. And so I appreciate each of one of you for giving me my space to do that, you know. And one day I pray, you know, that if you're ever in a situation where you need that space, I pray that God will continue to provide that peace and sanity for you. And I pray that he continues to download in you every second, every minute, every hour of the day, because you're going to need that every second, every minute, every hour of the day. But I pray your life is filled with bliss and heavens. You know, we ain't even speaking that negative on you. We pray that life is filled with blissful greatness and the heavens flowing constantly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I pray for you every single day. So, again, I appreciate you for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. We are heard worldwide, and we love it. We appreciate all of you throughout the globe for continuing to support us here at We Talk Radio Network. Of course, our home base is the Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, because we are all over this particular area. But we appreciate everybody who tunes in and who supports and comments and likes and subscribes and tells somebody about us. And we appreciate all that stuff. But, you know, spreading the word, that's what it is. We appreciate you doing that. Speaking of liking and subscribing and spreading the word, please go to our social media pages. Follow us, like us, share us, subscribe to us, all that good stuff. And you can find us at We Talk Radio on all social media platforms, including YouTube and LinkedIn. Type in We Talk Radio Network on YouTube. And it's all one word, We Talk Radio. All one word, We Talk Radio. Because at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and we take action. That's what we do. So you be ready this year for some incredible events, great things popping, some amazing interviews. Shout out to my incredible, I call her my assistant, but she's not. She's the executive director, assistant executive director for Heels on the Move to Heal. She started out here on We Talk Radio Network probably, 10 years ago or something like that. She started out as on the social media side, and now she's over on our nonprofit organization and Heels on the Move to Heal. And so Kit Coom has also been somebody that's been a big supporter of me, always checking on me. Kia, we got to get this popping. Kia, because I let everything. I was like, got to stop everything. So when I say I needed a break, I needed a pause, and that meant everything. So except for my kids, all, you know, daily life things had to keep going, but I knew I had people standing in place for my organization, for my nonprofit and my business that could keep it going for me. So again, I appreciate you. Things could not have been done the way they have been done without you. And I really want you to know I appreciate you and I love you. The listeners appreciate you and love you because they come here every week because they want a great place to catch some radio and some Bible study and some motivational and inspirational talk, some hot topics, some amazing music. You know what I mean? Speaking of music, I got new music for you tonight. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Myron Ruffin of Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. He always keeps me on lock with the latest incredible artists. And you're going to hear from some of those new artists tonight, as well as some of our seasoned artists like Kanya Doss and Mesa, who, of course, have been incredible guests on our network in the years past. So we've got some new artists and, of course, again, our seasoned saints, our seasoned artists that are going to be coming back onto the network this year. Y'all make sure y'all check out every single Sunday night, the E-Man After Show, every 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. E-Man, I apologize, I missed your show last night because yesterday we were celebrating my mother's 70th birthday and we took her to a very special place, somewhere she wanted to go, Choctaw Casino. Okay, she wanted to go there, that's where we took her. And we spent the whole weekend there. My whole family was there. It was a lot of fun. So a big shout out to my entire family and to my mother for celebrating her 70th birthday. It was an absolute joy and an honor to be with my mom for her birthday. I know a lot of people, you know, don't have, you know, their moms here with them. And so to be able to celebrate my mom's 70th birthday was just really, it was an honor. It was truly an honor for me to be right there with my mama. You know what I mean? And then today, yesterday, March the 3rd was my mom's birthday. Today, March the 4th is my niece's birthday, Destiny. Now my niece Destiny, if you know anything about me, I keep a lot of, my family is a big part of my radio network. And so Destiny has been a part of the network, of course, since it started in 2010. And this is our 14th year in radio broadcasting this year. So in May, we'll celebrate 14 years. But Destiny is an incredible young lady that started out as a producer on the Ken and Rye show. Now, Ken and Rye, of course, are my nieces and my daughter, Riley and Kennedy, Ken and Rye. And Destiny was the producer, and she would help them come up with topics, and she would help them put their show together, and she would make sure they're speaking correctly and sitting up straight and all these incredible things to make sure that they were doing the right thing on the air. And they started out radio broadcasting when they were 8 years old. They started out their show when they were 8 years old. And so it's been a blessing, seriously, to be able to literally see her go from producer to having her own show several years later called Friday Night Hype with DB. So we're going to bring that show back this summer. She's really excited to bring it back. She's actually in college right now, so she is focusing on college. She's going to be going to grad school, so she's focusing on that. You know, she's got big, big plans and big things going for her, and today is her 24th birthday. So I want to wish Destiny a very happy birthday and my mother a very, very, very happy birthday. These are two special women in my life. If you know anything about Destiny, which a lot of you do, some of you do not, you never met her, but if you know anything about her, she's one of the sweetest people that God ever placed on this earth. Absolutely a heart of gold when I tell you, do anything for anybody, doesn't hesitate. I mean, just seriously, a heart of gold. She never judges people. I mean, just one of those, it's just a one of a kind of person. And so just gotta give her props. And of course, my mama, who, you know, just is absolutely amazing, for real, for real. So my sister also celebrates her birthday. My older sister, Darcy, got to give her a big birthday shout out. She celebrates her birthday this week as well. She's in Memphis, Tennessee. And then my best friend, Stephanie, also celebrated her birthday this week. It was this past weekend. So big, big things happening. My nephew, Traylon, will also be celebrating his 22nd birthday. His 20th. Oh, my goodness. His 20th birthday. Wow. His 20th birthday on the 12th of March. So we've got a lot of family birthdays here in March. And then I've got another nephew, Ryan, who has his birthday in March. So there's at the end of March. So there's a lot happening here in this month. My daughter and her husband will be celebrating their third year anniversary. It might be four. Oh my goodness, I think this is a third year anniversary this month as well. Lots and lots of stuff happening. So for most of you that know, I got to give a little praise report. My daughter, Riley, she's so amazing. I'm Riley of the Ken and Rye Show. If you guys have tuned into that show, y'all know how much fun it is. Those kids, boy, I tell you, Riley will be graduating from high school this year alongside Kennedy. Kennedy will also be graduating from high school this year. Kennedy is a dancer, and she's also a oh my goodness, what do you call them? She's the football team, not the football team, the band. They have these color guard. That's what it is. I could not think of the name of it. Color guard. She's in color guard where they hold those flags and they twirl the flags and they got to dance with the flags. I mean, these flags are humongous and very heavy. And if you get hit with it, it hurts. So she is doing big things, big, big things. And they have another huge competition coming up this month. And she literally, they just got first place in their competition. Her school, South Grand Prairie High School, they got first place these two past competitions. And my niece, Kennedy, was the feature. So congratulations, Kennedy. You also graduating this year. It's a big deal. My nephew, Princeton, who plays for the Louisville High School basketball team, they just finished out their season in the semifinals. They literally are amazing, amazing basketball team. And my nephew plays point guard for that team. He's also graduating this year and is going off to college. So we got three in our family that are going off to college this year. And my nephew at Princeton at Louisville High School, he actually led that team. The team because he was a point guard, but the team specifically for Louisville High School, the basketball team, has never ever gone that far in the basketball season to get to the semifinals in the history of the school. So this is the first time they've gotten that far for the Louisville High School to get that far is absolutely amazing. So congratulations to the entire basketball team and the coach and everybody. My daughter Riley is also graduating this year from high school, and she is a wrestler, right? And if you've listened to the show, Ken and Rye Show, or if you've listened to my show, you know I'm super proud of her. And for the past 3 years, she's been doing wrestling. And last year, she actually made eighth in the state by the end of the season. And then fast forward this year, last year she went to state. She did she made it to state, but she did not place at state. Fast forward this year, she went to state again. She had the opportunity to go to state again. Her season was amazing. I think she had a 34-4 season, 34 wins, 4 losses or something like that. And 2 of those losses were medical losses because she had an injury. So she's amazing. But she actually went to state this year. And not only did she go to state, but she placed at state this year, right? And she placed 4th at state in wrestling in Texas this year. She is amazing, outstanding. She's fought some of her toughest battles right there on that mat. So it has been a joy, a pleasure, and an honor to watch her grow and become this young lady that she is today. And on top of that, this past weekend, she was in a fashion show. That is right. Now, for those of you who know anything about me, you know, I'm always emceeing events and all that good stuff. Well, for 15 years, they have had this incredible event. It's a senior prom fashion show. It's not called that, but this year was called the Euphoria Prom Fashion Show. And it's all seniors. Seniors in high school are able to participate in this fashion show. So if you are a junior this year and you want to participate next year, make sure you reach out to me and let me know so I can get you connected to Miss Barbara. They have an incredible foundation called the Michael J. Evans Senior Foundation. And all of the funds are donated back to this scholarship foundation. And it's a scholarship foundation. And of course, the foundation gives out great scholarships. So if you're looking for a place to donate to, that's a great foundation. Well, it's been in inception for 15 years. It's been running for 15 years. For the first 5 of those years, I emceed this event, and it was amazing. I loved it. And for the second year, my daughter, Riley, my Tamaja, she actually was a model in this fashion show. Actually, it might have been the 4th year. It wasn't the second year. It was like the 4th year. It was the fifth year. My daughter, Tamaja, my oldest one, modeled in that fashion show. And so 10 years later, boom, my daughter Riley got to model in that fashion show. So it was awesome. It was awesome. Now, I did not MC. A young lady by the name of K-Mo MC'd that show, and she did a spectacular job. Next week, I promise you, I'll have her social media information so you guys can follow her on social media. That's my apologies. I don't have it ready today, but I will have it next week. Her name is K-Mo. She is incredible. If you're looking for an MC, someone to come through and touch that mic and make sure, boom, it is good. I'm telling you, she is an incredible MC. She did an amazing job. She knew how to connect with the audience, knew how to connect with the youth. You know, sometimes people cannot connect with the youth. They can't connect with the old and the young. So there's a disconnect sometimes, but she knew how to wrap it all together. So she's a great MC. I didn't MC this year. She did, and it was an extraordinary event. I got to sit back and actually watch the action this year from a different angle without all the pressure being on me, because usually when the pressure's on, I can't watch it the way I want because I got to hurry up and look at the next thing that's happening so I can make sure I'm not missing anything. But this year, I got to see it from a different angle. I got to watch my baby walk down the aisle and just yell and scream from the sidelines and be her cheerleader as I should be. So I'm really excited about that. And my daughter's best friend, Mo, also got to model in the fashion show. Both of them looked absolutely beautiful from the mat, because they're both in wrestling, from the mat, from the wrestling mat to the fashion show carpet. Baby, they held it down. Do you hear me? They did an extraordinary job. I was pleased 100%. So congratulations. This month has been big. 2024 has been big for me. I absolutely have enjoyed 2024. I don't want to speak on 2023, but I will say it was an incredible learning lesson for 2024. And it brought out many, many blessings. 2023 brought in some incredible blessings. If you had a crazy 2023, like it was about to take you out, like at the knees, like trying to take a sledgehammer and just cut your knees out right there, bam, just trying to whack you out right at the knees. If you had that kind of 2023, be expecting. Sit in expectancy. Sit in the expectancy seat for the year of 2024. Make sure, though, that you've done everything. Make sure you've done those good works that God has asked you to do. Don't sit in the expectancy seat and you haven't done the good works that God has asked you to do. But I promise you, if you keep your head on straight, you stay positive, you continue to listen to him, keep those negative naysayers away from you. Now, granted, some of them may be in your family. That's okay to deal with people with a long handle spoon. Some people going to try and tell you what you should do with your life. That's okay to allow those words to bounce off you like rubber, like you're a rubber ball. Boop. That don't mean you got to be disrespectful and be like, I'm not taking your advice. No, just be like, noted. Thank you. Appreciate it. Listen, you take what you want and throw the rest in the trash. You ain't got to treat people, you know, bad in the meantime, though, and tell them how disrespectful that you or just or be disrespectful by any means. It's okay to treat people with a long-handled, nice little spoon. You see what I'm saying? Okay, that's it. Unless they, you know, unless you, listen, some people don't need that spoon at all. I get that. Some people don't even deserve a high nor a bye. I get that. You can still keep your head held high without walking around with an attitude by not saying hi and bye. You can just be you like they weren't there, like they didn't exist. Continue to keep your head held high and your chest up and your heels on or your, and I, they don't mean high heels, just your, just keep your heels on. Just keep, man, just come on. It's okay. It's all right. Keep that crown on your head, sir and ma'am. You are a king and a queen. You don't have to let anybody disrupt your peace just because they walked in the room and you don't like them. Keep your peace. Keep your peace. But with all that being said, if you do all those things, God is going to continue to bless you and you can sit in that seat of expectancy and expect what you need to expect. But if you know there's still things hanging out there and dangling out there that you haven't done that God has told you to do, go do that immediately because he done already gave you the warning. You see what I'm saying? So go ahead and do that because warning comes before destruction. Go get it right. Go apologize. Go give the money back. Whatever it is that you need to do, go, whatever. Go pick them up. Go pick her up. Go say hi. Make a phone call. Make a text. Whatever it is, just do it. And when you do the right thing, man, I'm telling you, those blessings are going to flow. They're going to flow. They're going to flow because that's all I've seen is blessings. And I sat in that seat of expectancy because I knew God was going to do what he said he was going to do for me. I knew. I did exactly what he told me to do. And I knew God was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do for me. And I feel blessed about it. And at the end of the day, I feel blessed. So I encourage you to do that. We talked a little bit ago about new music. And I'm ready to get into that thing. I just talked for 20 minutes. I didn't even 22. 22 minutes. Boy, I can talk. Y'all knew that, though. Y'all love me in the meantime. That's all that matters. Anyways, we've got some new music tonight, and we're going to get to it. I'm excited. This new song right here is, y'all know I love Afrobeats. So this new song gives me Afrobeat vibes. You know what I mean? It's by Jay Brown and Fizz Bars. This was Peace of Mind. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show when we return in just a few minutes. On We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
NWA.
Yeah, yeah.
She got her love and got her money, got her, but no peace of mind. Got her love, I got her house and key, but no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring?
Peace of mind.
What is this love if money can't bring?
Giving you Gucci and Prada, but does your heart get not a thing in return? Your disguise and the hurt, what is it worth, babe? If you lose yourself, it's deeper than well. Money can't help if you first don't love yourself. Be more than expensive beauty, joy like a priceless ruby. Love should be yours, and it should be.
Uh-huh. Got that love and got that money, got that. But no peace of mind.
Got a love, I got a house and key.
But no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring? What is this love if money can't bring?
Peace of mind. They put your heart in the locket like changing the pocket, but won't spend time on you. They call you a dime, but won't spend no time if they had no minute or two. Trust must be earned. Love can be learned. It could weather a storm, and like fire paper. Be more than expensive beauty, adorned like a priceless ruby. Love should be yours, and it should be.
She got that love and got that money, got that, but no peace of mind.
Got a love, I got a house and key,
but no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring? What is this love if money can't bring?
Peace of mind. Peace of mind. But no peace of mind. of mine.
So my man locked up.
Four walls, a ceiling, and a floor. Where is the key that opens the door? Great minds poison, thoughts control. Mind is free, but not for long. Poison with drugs of insanity. All for one moment in eternity. 18 to 24, time is knocking at the door. Maybe less, or maybe more.
So like
cat has nine lives, they gave him two. Freedom came, but he was programmed to lose. Cat has nine lives, they gave him four. Freedom came, but she came back for more.
Go back.
Will to live, will die. We'll create it by design. Sun rises in the east. Is it day or is it night? Only 1 hour to find out. Freedom comes with the price. Programmed to fear by design. Let them out to pasture, but kept the fence electrified. Cat has nine lives, they gave him two. Freedom came, but he was programmed to lose. Cat has nine lives, they gave her four. Freedom came, but she came back for more. Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. Freedom comes with a price, even Moses said. Let him go.
So my man locked up.
Cat has nine lives, they gave him two. Freedom came, but he was programmed to lose. Cat has nine lives, they gave him four. Cat has nine lives, they gave him two.
I do a lot of prison ministry, prison reform, everybody wants to speak to people. That being said, the judge wasn't just abiding by, you know, what they should. But while we talking about that, how about Free Mac? Y'all know who Mac is? Mac is my big brother from No Limit Records, you hear me? Mac is doing 30 years right now for a murder that he didn't commit. Mac has already served 17 years. I met Mac when I went to his prison to go speak to the inmates and uplift and motivate them. And I looked at him and I said, man, if I was to get convicted of a murder that I didn't commit, I'm looking at myself right now. A rapper from New Orleans, left-handed, tall, slim, bright presence, you know, just likable person, never got in no trouble in life. I'm looking at myself. I've been connected to that man for about 7-8 years now, you know what I mean? And he been all on Huffington Post, CNN, all these shows, Discovery ID, and it's obvious that he's innocent, but my man not home, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, Free Meek, and I'm glad we're talking about Meek, but Free Mac.
Want you to give me that good loving, the crazy sexy kind of cool loving. Want you to give me that good loving. It's therapeutic and it's good for me.
It's been a damn hell of a week. It's taken its toll on me. I've been running on.
Want you to give me that good love.
Need to recharge my batteries and find a way to release all this tension.
right. That's right. We are back with more of this incredible show. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm super duper excited that you are hanging out with me tonight. And because this couldn't be, this is the best place for you. You know, I don't know where else you were going to think about going, but there's no place like We Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Again, I appreciate you hanging out with me and making this station your number one listening station in the world. You've heard new music tonight from Hill Street Soul, In My Groove. You've heard music tonight. The one you just heard was Make Some Time by Jeff Bradshaw featuring Eric Roberson. Man, those two right there, Jeff Bradshaw was on the horns. Eric Roberson was doing all the singing. When I tell you, they are a dynamic duo. You also tonight heard from the incredible Kanya Doss. Not Kanya Doss. Yeah, you did. You heard from Kanya Doss. You heard from Kanya Doss. Show Me by Kanya Doss featuring Lynn Roundtree. Yes. We got some more music coming up for you as well, so I don't want you to go anywhere. We heard from Mavis Swanpool as well. Yes, yes, yes. How do we grow? It's been an extraordinary night, so I'm really, really excited. I'm about to do another one for you. This one right here is Simone Green. Love me some Simone Green. This one right here is We Could Be. Now, this is the piano version, so I like this one right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this incredible show. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Teaches trust. said, my baby, I thought that everything was fine. You say you got to get away to find yourself something. Now, lady, can't you tell?
It's written all over my face.
My days and nights would be a living hell. So say goodbye to misery, girl,
as you call to put me through.
let me find your pearl. Rather put your mind up in this, take it to another world. And take it off, girl, you want this. You call me on the phone in your dreams. You told me how I had it, how they had to scream.
It's what
girl, what it's gonna be. It's still too real to be a fantasy.
Your body,
we're face to face.
Your body,
it's getting crazy.
Broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the incredible Kia D Unplugged Show. We are super, super duper excited to have you here hanging out with us today. And we got more for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this great music.
Argument after argument, I spend time trying to find where I should have drawn the line in my mind. History repeats itself again, two losses, zero wins. This is not commitment. It feels more like a sin. Yes, I heard everything you said, but can we get along outside of the bed?
Okay, welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, okay? Listen, that was my girl, Mavis Swan Poole. How do we grow? Now, listen, earlier I said I had played her song. My apologies, because I realized, wait a minute, after I said it, I was like, I don't think I played that. Let me just tell you something about Mavis Swan Poole. I'm going to play that one again today. That's everything you've heard tonight is a new hit on We Talk Radio Network, okay? That song right there, How Do We Grow? Did you listen to the lyrics of the song? She said, I need to know if we can grow outside the bed. Can we get along outside of the bedroom? That needs to be a legitimate question, ladies and gentlemen. Can you get along outside of the bedroom? Because most folks can't. It's all about the bedroom action. And then, you know, outside of that, it's like, I don't really like you. I don't like none of your standards and what you seek, what you do, how you live, none of that. But in the bedroom, you're amazing. You know, I mean, we got to start, you know, having some better standards. Mavis Swan Poole. Girl, I love it. I absolutely love it. Shout out to Mavis Swan Poole. I don't know if you've listened to her vocal range in that song, but baby, Oh, that's why I said I got to play. I'm going to run it. What they call run it back. I'm going to run it back. I'm going to play this one for you right here real quick, though. This is another one of her hits. It's called I'm Grown. This one right here is Mavis Swan Pool. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, I think I might have somebody special that want to say hello to y'all. But, you know, the phone lines are litty. I think he wants to come in and say hello. But we'll find out here in a second. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show. This is I'm Grown by Mavis Swan Pool right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mama, yeah. I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known. I'm paying my own bills, I'm making my decisions, I do just what I feel, trusting my do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. I've been your mama this long. Just give God your hand. Baby girl, he understands. Said it's alright now. Hold your head up, child. The sun will shine.
That's right. That's right. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. So listen, I am literally in a place of just feeling blissful, you know, because all this great music is just keeping me going. The song you just heard, of course, was I'm Grown by Mavis Swan Pool. But before that, We played We Could Be by Simone Green, absolutely incredible vocalist, and that was the piano version. After that, I played a song by a gentleman by the name of Mac Royale. It was called Sin For Me. I'm just a telephone call away. Yeah, you get it. Anyway, the one before that was Fantasy by Mark Kay. So listen, that one was hot too, when I tell you. We got some brand new music, amazing music that I'm excited to let you hear, excited to let you be a part of, opening up your world to new artists that you may not have heard before. You know what I'm saying? So we have had an amazing time tonight. I told you I had somebody that might just be stopping by for a few minutes to say hello, and I think he might be in the building right now. What up, Big Joe?
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, absolutely amazing. Glad to be talking back to the We Talk Radio family, if you know what I'm saying.
Already, hello, family. It's been a minute, but of course you have been loved and missed.
Yeah, buddy. Listen, I heard you got big news for the We Talk Radio family. I heard you coming back live on the air.
Yes, yes. We are getting ready and we are putting everything together, and hopefully real soon we'll have everything back on, and the mind, body, and soul will continue, as well as I got some little ideas that me and some other heads are trying to come together, and of course if we get approval, then we'll go from there. But I got some big things planned.
Listen, your first guest back on the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show has to be the one and only Carmen Rogers. Carmen Rogers!
I gotta have it. I need it most definitely.
Yeah, that one right there.
And definitely have a good time enjoying music, conversation, and mind, body, and soul. And again, I have some other things planned up, and I have some other things that I want to line up. And like I said, we got to get it all in good with our board team and marketing, and get everything together first. But I do have some things that I have planned.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, one of the things that we're thinking about for this year, you know, Big Joe, is going video, you know. So we'll be, of course, doing our radio portion, but it'll be also live on video on YouTube. So we're thinking about pushing that YouTube platform and doing something a little different this year. So I know you're gearing up and ready for that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll make it happen. And one thing everybody knows about you, you the car man. You love broadcasting out of your car, wherever you at, live in the scene, on the wherever you got, wherever you at, that's where you're going to broadcast live at. So we're going to make sure we get you set up right, even if we get you set up in your car right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure whatever spot you're going to be in, we're going to make sure you ready to rock and roll. But it's going to be a really, really good time. People are ready to see our faces. And guess what? We're ready to see theirs. We're going to make sure we're able to communicate with our family. We're going to send everybody a link. That way, if they want to join in, or if they want to look, tune in, or if they want to conversate, other than that, they can just listen, you know, like everybody normally does. They just want to tune in and just listen. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And a great opportunity for us to expand our network and to be on another platform in a different way. We are already on YouTube. So everybody can go check us out on We Talk Radio Network. That's two words. The first word is We Talk Radio. Second word is network. Go check us out. Like, subscribe, definitely subscribe. Watch our videos, like our videos. We absolutely love the support, and we need the support. You know what I'm saying? Why not? So yeah, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen for Carmen Rogers to be the first guest back on the show. And then, of course, like as Big Joe said, he's got some big things popping. They in the backgrounds, in the bushes, mixing it up in the pot, trying to bring the best of the best to Be Talk Radio. So I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah. We will be bringing a version of the cave back, but it won't necessarily be the cave.
Nice.
But we will be having the fellows talk conversation. I know some ladies want to hear what the fellows have to say and want to hear what some of our conversations are like. So it will be definitely time to just conversate and have real conversations.
I love it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very, very exciting. One thing I do know about men is they love to talk. They love to conversate. They love a safe space to come together to do that. And that's what We Talk Radio provides, is that safe space. Your show is going to provide that safe space and that great atmosphere and that great conversation. So we're really, really excited about it. Make sure you get in touch with E-Man, because I know he would love, with a capital L, to be involved in that project.
I most definitely will. And also there's one more project I just got to go on and push, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Like I said, it's going to be a little different, but it's still going to be all the same. We're going to have fun. We're going to have conversation. We're going to have things that will enlighten you, encourage you, and hopefully make your day better. And one of the things that is in the works is a show, probably the fourth Thursday of the month. We're going to get it all together. And what we're going to have is a show called Preacher's Corner. This is a show where we're going to make the Bible relevant. There's a lot of people say that understand the Bible. The Bible doesn't match up to what they're living, or they can't use it as tools to help life. And we're going to change that. We're going to use actual Bible verses, actual Bible accounts, and we're going to make them relevant to where you can use them today.
Love it. One thing I love about Big Joe, for those of y'all who don't know, he is a minister, but the one thing that I love about him is the way he's able to break the Bible down and make it relevant, seriously, in the terms that even I can understand. I'd be like, oh, man, I understand that now. That story about Job and them, I got it. He's able to break it down in a way that I just can't even understand. Sometimes people make it complex. Sometimes people, you know, a lot of times when we go to church, you know, I grew up in a Baptist church, no shade to the Baptist church, because that's what I grew up in, that's what I know, that's what I understand. But, you know, at the end of that, there's a lot of harping, you know, and sometimes it's hard to understand through the harp, you know, what it is that, you know, the message is. And so sometimes it can get lost in some people's teachings. It can get lost. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was saying that good old hoop.
There you go. The hooping. I don't know what I said. Harping. That was wrong. Hooping. Thank you. But it's harping is something different. Sorry. But sometimes, you know, it gets lost even as children. If you went as a child and you didn't quite understand and you haven't been back to church in a while, you know, and you really didn't understand what you were listening to back then, this is going to be a great place for you to really go through something that may be, you know, go through a book that may be a little complex for you and be able to break down the scenarios in that Bible, because it was built and created for us to use as a tool to move forward through life every single day. Sometimes we just don't know how to use it because we don't understand it. And it's a big book. And you know how we are nowadays. We like the internet. We'll just go to that because it's microwavable. You know, it's like boom, pop right there. Boom, I got the internet. I can understand the Bible in 30 seconds. It's something right here that teaches me the Bible in 30 seconds. But there are the things you're going to miss by reading that quick Bible on YouTube in 30 seconds. No shade. I don't know if there's a Bible on YouTube right now. I'm just saying that. I'm just threw that out there. But wherever it is you're going to read this 30-second Bible, you're not going to get all the good gravy and potatoes and the corn and the grit that you need, and you need to go to this Bible and have it broken down by someone who completely understands it. And I will say Big Joe is one of those people. So I'll be tuned into the show.
Again, I hope you do. I hope you do. I know you will. But I hope you do. And I really wanted to help people. And one of the things that I hear a lot of is I can't make it relate to me. They hear the story or they hear the account of Joseph, and they're not able to tie up what they're going through with Joseph's account. The thing of ministers, the thing of men of God, women of God, children of God, is they should be able to give you a revealed word of God, something that God revealed through his word to you that can help you and encourage you through your life, through your day-to-day life. And if a minister cannot connect the words to life, then you might be trying to go to a new place. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that.
You did it.
If we're not able to make it to where you can use it as a real tool, then we're not doing any justice. We're not doing you any good. Yes, Christ died for our sins, and we all need to know that. But in the same sense, there are tools that he has left us through other prophets, through other children of God, that he has left in his word that can unlock things and struggles in our life that we just won't pick up. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So if nothing else, it can unlock something in your faith that can strengthen you, or if nothing else, to make you want to read it yourself.
Wow. Love
my
it.
My job is not to, give you a cheat sheet. My job is to make you want to read it for yourself.
I love it. I love it.
So if I can give you a way that can unlock or open up something that can help you, then let me do that. Of course, it won't be just me. You know, I got a gang of minister friends that I'm going to call on and I'm going to rely on to give us what God say, not what we say, but what the word actually means and how can we relate it to today. Someone might be going through something and feeling very overwhelmed and not understanding. Well, maybe I can talk to you about Jonah's story and tell you how he got overwhelmed because he wouldn't make the right decision.
Wow. Listen.
So just wait again encourage you and just to strengthen you to make you want to read it for yourself.
There are some amazing stories. Stories, yes, but there's some amazing
accounts.
Testimonies in that book. Accounts,
okay.
Right, that we can really, really, truly relate to and really how to overcome, you know, how they did it. You know, there is like a foundation, you know, that we can use to go by, and that is the Bible. You know, a lot of people don't believe it. They believe, you know, they believe their beliefs, and that's fine. You can believe what you want to believe, but I'm telling you, there is a book that has given us a set standard on what we can do and how we can do it, and we're just going to break it down for you, and whether you believe or not, come on by.
I got to say this, and then I got to get ready to go. I was talking with a minister the other day, and he reminded me of something that I knew, but maybe I didn't look at it this way. And he said it's an open book test. The problem is a lot of us don't open our books.
Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. Listen, I know you got to go, brother. Before you go, though, I want to, I know while you roll on out, I'm gonna make sure I play that Quamen Rogers for you. That's one. It's one of his favorite artists in the world. That right here.
Oh, that's
Utah Radio Network. Quamen Rogers again and again. That's your baby. We'll see you later, Big Joe. We'll be right back with more We Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Love you, Big Joe. That's right, that's right. You know how we do right here on We Talk Radio Network. We play the best music. We feature the best special guests, all that good stuff, all that. Best hot topics, best radio personalities. Tell somebody about us. Check us out every single, not every day of the week now. We were on every day of the week, but we got those shows coming back. I'm really excited. Some of our shows are on a hiatus, just like me. Everybody need a break every now and then. And they took it. Very proud of them. Shout out to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, the incredible and amazing Deanne Lax and Emily Blue. Deanne Lax, her birthday is today, if I'm not mistaken. Happy birthday, Deanne Lax. It was either today or yesterday, but I think it was today. Happy birthday, queen. What a beautiful angel, okay? Amazing spirit, seriously. And Emily Blue, too. What? Two outstanding ladies that bring motivation and inspiration every single Sunday at 7 p.m. They're on a small hiatus, but they will be back. They will be back. I'm very excited about it. Of course, we have got a Destiny with her incredible show, Friday Night Hype with DB. You heard my man, my main man, come through with his incredibleness, Big Joe. And you heard him talk about the stuff he's coming back with. So you be ready for that, right? Of course, we've got amazing guests. And of course, we've got all kinds of amazing things that are coming up. You just got to be ready for them. Check us out every single day at WeTalkRadio.com on all of our incredible platforms. We've got so many. So there's no excuse about how you couldn't get it. Because, listen, we're everywhere. We're absolutely everywhere. We're just about on every platform. And so all you got to do is type in We Talk Radio into every podcast platform or music platform. And if you don't see it on a specific music platform, let us know so we can get on that platform. And then also let the platform know that we ain't on there. So they'll know we out here and we need to be on. We appreciate your support. Without your support, we literally could do nothing. It is what it is, like real talk. I'm excited again for this season. We've got some new guests that are coming. One of my very first guests that I'm excited to bring to the show is for this year. She's been, of course, a guest on my show before. She even had her own radio show called The Ken and Rye Show. And that is Riley Davis. She's going to be one of my first guests back on the show. And I'm really excited about that. Riley is a senior in high school. And this year, and she will be graduating and going on to college. That's right. That's right. That's right. Your girl is going to college. Okay. Real talk. And we're excited about that. And she's already signed. I'll let her tell you about all those good things next week. We have been on a lot of college tours, and she has seen a lot of campuses, and she's done a lot of college wrestling camps, and it's been a very exciting year for her. And she ended this year fourth in the state in Texas. She is number she placed fourth. And which means also she's number four in the state of Texas in wrestling. So that's a massive, massive thing. If you know anything about Texas, it's a big state. Lots and lots of girls are doing wrestling right now. And so lots of great competition. I mean, it was some amazing competition. And my baby plays sports. So shout out to all of the incredible wrestlers that are out there, or all the people who are doing sports. If you've got a son or a daughter who's doing sports, man, give them a big pat on the back. It is not easy to go out there week after week and continue to push when you don't want to push no more, when you get tired, you know. So and don't let them give up. Don't let them give up. Do not, whatever you do, don't let them give up. Keep pushing. Don't push them so hard that it's like, you know, but you know, just don't let them give up, because there's going to be a time when they really, really say, I can't do this. It's too tough. I don't want to run. I don't want to swim. I don't want to, you know, do the lifting. I don't want to do the weightlifting. Like, whatever it is, keep pushing them. Keep encouraging them to move forward and do it. And if they don't want to do that sport, put them in another. It may be they don't feel that sport. And that's what I did for Riley. I kept putting her and things until boom, something clicked and she was like, oh, I love this. I wanted her to be active. I wanted her to continue to remain active. I wanted her to learn how to be a leader, all of those things. I wanted her to learn how to be a follower, all of those things. And so that's what these kinds of team building things do. They teach you how to be a leader. They teach you how to be a follower. They teach you how to work. And I want to honor her on my show next week. So I'm also going to have Kennedy on as well. Very exciting, from the Ken and Rye Show. She's also a senior this year, and she's also going to be going on to college. She's got big things that she's been doing and big things that are coming up. So we will get them on and talk about all the great things that they are doing. I love honoring our youth when they do amazing things, even when they teeter-tottering. I love honoring them for the little things, because it's the little things that count, right? They might be teeter-tottering on them grades. Find something else they're doing good at. They might be washing the heck out them dishes, though. Make sure you let them know, man, I love the way you washed them dishes last week, but let's work on them grades. Real talk. Let's get them A's up, because them dishes is fire. Let's get them A's, them grades to be fire, too. You know what I'm saying? Just find some ways to encourage your kids. They get beat up all day long. This bullying thing is real, for real, okay? And so we want to make sure we keep them encouraged, but it starts at home. We cannot allow our children, we cannot expect the school, right, or these, you know, extracurricular sporting organizations to be the one and only thing that encourages them. We also have to do it right here at home, right? It starts at home. So please make sure you're encouraging your children to just, you know, whatever it is, be the best of their ability, be the best contributing citizen to society, all that good stuff. So really excited about this season this year and all the great things that it is going to bring. So stick around all season long, all year long. We got great giveaways and prizes and all the good stuff that we're going to be doing. So we're going to be meeting out at different places this year. I'm excited. Different restaurants, all that good stuff. So just be ready. So even if you don't want to come out and you can't get out to where we are, that's okay. You know, we are broadcasting live where we are. And we will be doing that quite often. So just be ready for that as well. So, and just be ready to tune in and have a good time and hang out with us. We'll do some incredible listening parties for some new albums that'll be coming out, all that good stuff. So it's going to be a great year for We Talk Radio Network. We're celebrating 15 years this year. 14 years. We're celebrating 14 years this year. I've been in radio for 15 years, but We Talk Radio has been in existence for 14. So very, very exciting things pop in. And I'm super excited that you hung around with me for these past 14 years. You've been a listener. You've been a supporter. You've been a follower. Whatever it is, you've been a volunteer, all that good stuff. We appreciate you for just doing what you do and continuing to support us throughout these years. And we're going to continue to give you the best of the best of the best that we can. So to all of you who are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday. To all of you who are celebrating your anniversary, happy anniversary. Any other special celebrations, I wish you the best and congratulations and happy this and happy all of that. Real talk. I don't know what you're celebrating, but I'm celebrating it with you. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I will say is, you know, we cannot get this day back, right? This day is done, right? No matter where you are in the day, whether it's 10 a.m. where you are or 7 p.m. where you are, it doesn't matter. That part is over. That part of the day that just passed is just passed. And you literally can't fix it, can't change it, can't do anything about what just passed. But what you can do, you can look forward to right now. The future's not promised. You can look forward to this very moment. You can keep looking forward to this very moment. Live in that moment. That's it. Just live in that moment. And if you continue to make every moment the best moment you can be, that past and that future that you have been worried about, it's going to be awesome because you've made the moment the greatest you can make it. Real talk. I got to give a big shout out to my mother, who is celebrating 70 beautiful years, 7 decades, y'all. That's a lovely, lovely time of life. One day I'll have her on so she can talk about all her incredible life, right? She's had an amazing life, lots of struggles from Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, and just migrated here to Texas with her mother and stepfather and brothers and sisters. And just that trip alone, I just so happened to ask her about, hey, mama, tell me about that trip that y'all took from New Orleans to Texas many, many years ago. Tell me about that. I want to know. And the things that she was telling me, because I had just driven from through New Orleans and come to Texas to get back to Texas. And so I was, you know, on that way back, I was thinking, you know, man, you know, right now, this is a boom, what, an 8-hour, 7.5-hour drive for me coming back. And I was like, man, back in the day, I'm sure it was like a lot longer. They didn't have these nice, they had, you know, these different freeways, I'm sure, back then. They didn't have this freeway. You probably had to take this road and this dirt road and that back road. And just, it was probably a whole lot different, I'm sure, right, back then in the, would have been 60s. It would have been, yeah, early 60s. Yeah, early 60s, yeah. When she would have come to Texas from Louisiana. So I want to hear all about, I want to talk to her all about that. Now I want you guys to experience that with me. So we'll bring her on and talk about that fun journey, right? Right? Could only imagine. I think there were, what, seven kids in the car, two adults? So, yeah. Yeah, no money. For real. I ain't laughing about that. I'm laughing for real. Like, no money. Like, for real. So we got to talk about that story. And then, of course, my mom had a, you know, a lot of things that went on in her life. But I will allow her to come in and tell you about her journey and her story and her, the things that she's experienced. My mom is not a stranger to We Talk Radio Network. She has been a videographer and photographer, and she's been a Hot Topic panelist and all kinds of great things here on We Talk Radio Network. So she is no stranger to the network, okay? I told y'all it's a family affair around here, okay? Real talk, it's a family affair. Everybody is involved. We make it work, and everybody loves it, and I appreciate my entire family for their incredible support with We Talk Radio Network, whether it's just telling somebody about us or talking about me and how I own We Talk Radio, whatever it is, you know, just thank you. If you're looking for an incredible place to go here in the Dallas, Texas area, every single Thursday night, and I'm going to get back to that. I got another shout out I want to give. I'm going to get back to that. There's a place every single Thursday night. It's called Freeman's Cajun Jazz Cafe. And a band by the name of Lenny Nance and his band are there every single Thursday night. And so I'll be there this Thursday night. We're going to have a good time. It's every Thursday night. My brother will be out. We're going to bring some friends. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're looking for a place to go in Dallas, it's in Deep Ellum, near downtown Dallas. And it's Freeman's, like a free man. That's it. Free man, but it's one word, Freeman's Cajun Cafe. And so make sure you meet us there on Thursday night, and we're going to have a good time. I think it's $10 to get in. I don't want to leave that part out. Think, you know, it gets you at the door thinking it's free. Ah, nope, $10 to get in. I think I think that goes to the band, though, if I'm not mistaken, but it's definitely well-deserved, right? Seriously. Great food. You're talking about some amazing food. Ooh-wee, it's a New Orleans-style Cajun. I mean, oh, it's amazing. They got red beans and rice. They got cornbread. They got Cajun this and that and blackened this and that and pasta this and that. And it's just all etouffee this and that. Come on out. Hang out with us. Have a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to Fern, my girl Fernice. She'll be back on live with us really, really soon. And, of course, we'll have some as my Hot Topic panelist. I mean, excuse me, as my co-host. Excuse me. And of course, we're going to be bringing on some new co-hosts this year, as well as bringing on some of our old Hot Topic panelists to have some fun with us. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's been beautiful so far. I mean, God just keeps throwing these blessings down on me. I don't even know what to say. Real talk. It's been amazing. I have been truly, truly blessed, and I don't think it's going to stop. And I'm sitting in my seat of expectancy, waiting on it. Hallelujah. Doing the work. Because you got to do the work. You got to do the work, okay, to expect it the way you want to expect it. I'm just saying, okay? Because I'm expecting houses and land. Hallelujah. Okay, anybody agreeing with me, say amen. Amen, because I'm agreeing with it with you. Go on and say it. I'm expecting houses and land. Amen. There we go. I'm saying amen with you too. Hallelujah. Go on, expect it. Now let's do that work. Be good indeed in this community. Give back, even if it's volunteering, whatever it is, just do it, right? Mentoring a youth, a child, a young adult in the church or Boys and Girls Club or Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I don't even know if they still have that program. I was a big sister. I loved it. I had fun. Shout out to my mentees. Okay, real talk. I got a lot of mentees all over the land. That is not a joke. And shout out to my mentee babies, because I know they are listening. I love each and every one of you. If I could grab all y'all right now and hold you in my arms, I would, okay? I miss y'all. Y'all are all over the globe doing big things, and I just miss you guys so very much. And I pray that God continues to just bless you over and over again, okay? Mwah. I want to give one last shout out to my incredible uncle, who always told me when, you know, I'll never forget when I first started doing radio, I would pray at the end of the show, right? I would pray right at the end of the show. And one day, I think I didn't pray. I missed a prayer. And I got a call from my Uncle Daryl, who was my mom's younger brother. And he was like, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" "I'm good, Unc. How you doing, Unc?" "I'm good. Listen, I was listening to your show today." I said, "Oh, you were?" Because I didn't know he was tuning in like that. I had no idea. "I was listening to your show today." "Oh, you were? Thanks, Uncle. I appreciate that." "Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I noticed that you didn't do your prayer." I said, "Oh, I think I forgot to do the prayer. I was so excited on the show. I think I forgot to do the prayer." He was like, "Yeah, no, that's that prayer part's important. You got to keep doing that prayer." And from that moment forward, I tried to make sure I never, ever, ever, ever forgot to do my prayer. Okay. Even if I had to extend my show to make sure we got that prayer in, even if I had to let the guests pray us out because they were still talking, it didn't matter. We got this prayer in. And so I always want to make sure, I thank my Uncle Daryl for reminding me that prayer is very, very important, because prayer changes things. And I never know where people are in their lives. I know where I am in my life, and sometimes even that's a little blurry, you know? So I got to go to God in prayer, if you know what I mean. So I just want to pray with you, pray for you. No pressure, no pressure at all on receiving it, you know. Just I just wanted to just pray for you and just, you know, ask the God that I serve, you know, to come down and shine his light on you. So maybe you can understand why I became so blessed this way and how my heart became so pure. Because if you knew what I went through last year, if you only knew how the enemy tried to make sure I wasn't even alive today to talk, real talk, like for real. If you only knew the things that I had gone through to get where I am today, the mindsets that I had to face and the mindsets that me and God truly had to fight together, because there was no way I was going to be able to make it through that without him, because it was way too painful. And I knew if I kept doing it on my own, I wasn't going to get where I needed to get. So I said, "Okay, God, I've been doing it on my own. I've been doing it on my own. Now I need you. Sorry it took me so long to beg for your help." And I didn't even have to beg. I just had to simply say, "God, I need you." That was it. "God, I need you." And so I just pray today that if you're in a place that seems a little shaky, the foundation is just like a little shaky and you really don't know what to do, I pray that you would just say, "God, I need you." You know, even if you don't know who this God I'm talking about is, just trust him. Don't trust me. Trust him. Just say, "God, I need you." And watch how God shines. And just, it might be something small. Maybe the lady tomorrow at the Chick-fil-A restaurant gives you a smile and says, "Man, have a good day." Maybe the person in front of you at Starbucks pays for you because they're in front of you. They ask the barista woman, "How much is the person behind me's order? How much is their order?" And they pay for your order in the line at Starbucks or something. You know, it comes in so many different kinds of ways. Maybe it's your son or daughter's grades changing. Maybe it went from a D to an A. You know, it could be the simplest thing or it could be the smallest thing. Whatever it is, do not discount what God will do, because those small things will begin to add up. And all of a sudden that frown that you've had for so many years will turn into a smile. A permanent one. But the enemy will try and trick you. He'll try and trick you, or he'll throw things out there making you feel like, "Man, you crazy, man, for even thinking that opposite direction. You're crazy for thinking that this God is going to help you pull you out of this. You've been in this situation for years. Where was your God then?" Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just have some faith. The faith the size of a mustard seed. Just have the faith the size of a cell that you can't even see under a microscope. Just have that kind of faith and watch what your God will do. I saw it for my own self, and so I know. I experienced it with my own heart, and so I know. And I appreciate God for taking me through that journey, helping me complete the journey and then bringing me where I am today, full circle, so that I can be back here on the air with you. Because remember, I told you I was gone for a long time. And I honestly didn't know when I was coming back. I just couldn't talk. I couldn't talk. I could talk at work. I could talk. But this was too painful. This talking on the air, it brought back too many memories while I was on the air. Because I came back for a little bit. Now, for those of you who don't know, I went through a divorce on last year. I got married on my birthday last year and divorced 4 months later. And so it was extremely hard. It was a hard journey. It was a hard process. It was very difficult. And that's why I say it was only God, because I couldn't talk for a minute on the air. It was too painful for words to come out of my mouth on the air. But God, look where I am today. I'm sitting here talking on the air because I am free. There's no chains that are binding me. But there was a certain time where I knew I was silent for a reason. I knew I was silent because I knew I needed to listen to God. At first, I was silent because I was trying to fight that battle of the enemy wanting me to be depressed. He kept telling me I was depressed. He kept telling me nobody would ever love me. He kept telling me all those things that he thinks will win you over, right? And keep you there, keep you down, keep you bound, keep you underneath his thumb. I heard all of that from the enemy, right? But I knew I had to continue to fight that, right? So I was silent for a portion of time because I was fighting that. The other portion of time I was silent because I knew I needed to hear from God. I needed him to continuously downpour, not just feed into me, but just downpour into me, because I needed that, the words that the enemy had spoke into me that was so loud and resounding in my head, I needed them to go away. And I needed God to come in like a mighty flood. And that's what I said every day. Every time those words, those horrific words came to my head, I would say, God, come in like a mighty flood. You actually have to, it has to be an action for you where you believe it and then you activate on that and say, no, God, I need you to come in like a mighty rushing flood, like right now, like in my mind right now, in my heart, in all over me, in my body, I need you to come in like a mighty rushing flood. And although it may sound crazy to say that, right, because some people don't understand. For those of you who understand, you understand. But some people don't, they don't understand. But if you ever get in a situation, because that might not be where you are right now. You might not be in that situation. And man, I'm telling you, I'm so happy for you. You might not be in a tornado. You might not be in a flood. You might not be broke. You might not need any money. You might not be in the middle of a breakup. You might not be unemployed. But there might become a day where it might not be you, but it might be someone you know and someone you love. And so I want to make sure that you're encouraged so you can encourage someone else to know. Just reach out and just ask God, come in. Come into my heart. Come into my mind. Come into my life. Come into me. Be all around me. Be all through me. I don't understand what's going on. I've got confusion, but I don't want confusion because I know you don't create confusion. But I'm confused all around me. Come in to me. So that I can have understanding. I might not understand what's going on, but at least I can understand and move, understand what's happening in my life and be able to move forward with what's going on in my life. Because sometimes you may not understand what's happening around you. You may never figure it out, but you can understand you. You can figure you out so that you're unmovable and unshakable and no matter what's going on around you. Real talk. So there is a way. There is a way. And guess what? On Thursday nights, on one Thursday, I think it's the last Thursday night of the month, you heard Big Joe say he's going to do Bible study. And I'm going to be right there because I know there's going to be stories that are and accounts and testimonies that are in that book, in that Bible, that will help guide me through things that I'm going through right now, and you as well. So I encourage you to join me. I also encourage you to join me every single Sunday for the E-Man After Show with E-Man and Mandy. Boy, I'm telling you, they hold it down. Check them out every single Sunday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's amazing. They do Bible study on the first Sunday. Oh, wait, it might be the last Sunday. I think it is. No. It's the first or the last. Check them out. I think it's the first Sunday. Yeah, I think it's the first Sunday of every month they do Bible study. So the first or the last, I'm sorry, man, but we're going to correct that next week. I promise you I'm going to have it right. But tune in every Sunday. That way you don't miss a thing because they have some incredible conversations. So, and it's Dr. Mandy. Excuse me. That's right. It's Dr. Mandy. Thank you so much for the correction on that. E-Man and Dr. Mandy, okay? She got that doctorate, baby, okay? We have to make sure we put that respect on that name, okay? Again, we thank you so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. I am your girl, Kia D, broadcasting live right here in the DFW Metroplex. Thank you all over the globe, no matter where you have tuned in from, no matter what part of the day it is. I thank you so much for tuning in. And I do want to say a prayer for you today. Father God, right now, we just put our hands together. We close our eyes and we bow our head just to give you honor and glory and praise, Father God. Father God, we don't want to ask for a thing right now. We don't want to ask for nothing. We just want to just thank you for just everything that you've done, for continuing to be in our hearts, for continuing to be in our minds, for seeing our future before we see it, for seeing who we were before we were even in our mom's womb, before our mother was created. You knew exactly who we were. And so I just want to say thank you, God, for the foresight of thinking of me. Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity to continue to move, Father God, along the airwaves throughout the world, Father God, for continuing to show others, no matter what it looks like, that we've got a person that we can go to that will rescue us, that will save us from those binding chains that are holding us back. God, we thank you right now. We continue to praise you, continue to honor you. Father, we have people all over the globe that are tuning in tonight. Their hearts are hurting. Their minds are confused, God. We pray that you right now would take away confusion, take away hurt and pain. Father God, we pray that you would give them a pathway, an easy pathway, so they can see you clearly and understand exactly who you are, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to just be here right now in this moment, because it wasn't promised, and someone that we know isn't here today, that wish they could be here right now. But guess what? We have the moment. We've got the opportunity, and we just want to say we thank you. God, right now, I pray that you would just release your angels around this globe, Father God. Touch those who are decision makers, Father God. Father God, we pray that right now you would go into the bushes, God. Father God, we pray that you would go into the deeps of the ocean, God. And we pray that you would bless every single one, every single person that is alive on this planet right now, Father God. We pray that you would bless their heart from trauma, God. We know there's so many people who've been filled with so much trauma, God. We pray that you would just release them from trauma, God, and put a smile in their heart right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray that you would release confusion, God, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just pray over the sick and the wounded, Father God, whether it's wounded in the mind or sick in the mind or the body or the soul, Father God, we just pray right now over them. And Father God, we pray that you will release your angels around the globe right now and encamp them, Father God, right now. Encamp them with your angels, Father God. Let them know they are loved. They are loved by you. This is our prayer. This is our prayer for the world, God. This is our prayer for our listeners, God. This is our prayer for ourselves. And we pray, Father God, right now that you will continue to bless this network. Father God, continue to bless We Talk Radio Network and every single person, Father God, that has ever spoken a good word over We Talk Radio Network. We push that right back on them 10 times fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this incredible network. This is We Talk Radio Network, the hottest online station in the world. Do you hear me? We are super excited that you came and stayed with us tonight. We appreciate you. I'm your girl, Kia D. You can find us on every single platform, listening platform, podcast platform, music platform, social media platform. Go check us out. Support and spread the word. If I forgot something, because I probably did, I'm sorry. I tried to put it all in there. Love you guys. I'll see you next week on Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for more of the Kia D Unplugged Show. Make sure y'all check out E-Man on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.